Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be with you this Tuesday, April 14th. We've got some great conversations ahead of us and to talk with a great organization that that serves the church, serves families in numerous ways, but especially when they need it most. We're going to talk with our friends at Lutheran Church Charities here in just a little bit, and hope you can join us for that conversation. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can certainly find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. You can find the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Joining me by phone today, Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to have you with us. How are you, sir? It's been about a month, I think, since we've talked.
Yeah, that could be. I lose track of days yet.
I think last time we visited at the Northern Illinois District Convention and had a little chance to visit and talk with you, and I got to talk with some of the comfort dogs. I probably said more than they did, but they are great listeners.
They are.
Well, Tim, what is the chief work of Lutheran Church Charities?
Gosh, I don't know if there's one particular thing. We do three major things. I think is disaster response, which we're involved in right now, our comfort dog ministry, and then also our canine dog ministry, which is serving military veterans and their families. We do dollar in and dollar out giving. We help out families, work always through our LCMS churches. But disaster response and crisis response are certainly two things that consume an awful lot of our time and resources in being able to meet all the different disasters and crises that keep coming up.
And you all do a fine job. It's quite the operation and network, really, that Lutheran Church Charities is made up of. And I know right now you're in the middle of responding to and helping those in crisis. We just had a pretty significant situation not too long ago, a couple of days ago with some tornadoes.
Thursday at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., tornado went through actually about a 50-mile area up here in northern Illinois and devastated the town of Fairdale, basically took the whole town down.
Goodness.
It wasn't a huge town to begin with, so it's other than maybe three homes, all the homes were destroyed in Fairdale, and then we're working also in Kirkland. And we're working in a cruise out in Rochelle, mm-hmm. Illinois, and Lindenwood, and where else here? We're in Genoa. Has some families that were affected by this disaster, so we're kind of in a large range of situations right now with our disaster response crews, and also our dogs that have been out with victims. They were out Sunday afternoon and all day yesterday out in Fairdale by invitation of the police and fire departments, come in and spend time with first responders, and then time with I think we met with every family that lost their home, with the exception of one lady who wasn't out there because of her age, but rather devastating with all these people, and many of them were members of our churches, or knew of friends of people that are members of our churches. So it's a kind of a devastating situation right now with what has disrupted their lives with the number of homes that were completely lost.
Every spring we face this challenge. Some obviously are worse than others, but every spring we face this challenge with the havoc that weather wreaks on homes and churches and communities. And tell us about some of the folks that have been affected by this. Any of you mentioned that out visiting with families who lost their homes and the communities that were affected by this. Who are some of the people that have been affected by this, and how are we caring for them at this time?
Well, you know, there are so many, and where do I begin? how we're caring for them is first to be there, to be mm-hmm. the mercy and compassion of Christ, and to stand there and listen to their stories of what's happened to them, and then to bring immediate financial assistance to them in helping them, and then helping them just steer through what's the next step that they got to take here now that they've lost everything, and helping them to connect up with the resources and to make sure they have housing. Many of them do because, you know, this is more of a farm area out there, mm-hmm. and so, you know, people take them into their homes, which is just wonderful to see that. And in our churches, you know, we were out at a church on Sunday that we had been working at. Saturday, we had 275 volunteers working out of our church in St. Paul Lutheran in Rochelle, Illinois. Reverend Greg Hoffman, who's the pastor there. So Saturday, we had 275 volunteers out.
Wow.
With chainsaws and cleanup and all that, plus 14 dogs and handlers out into that whole area, and then into Fairdale and Kirkland with crews and dogs out. But one family, you know, and it was, we were out with them on Saturday, and then Sunday we see some of them in church. This one couple just comes to mind because I spent time with them, and she is still in shock. You can just see it. You know, her eyes are just kind of dazed.
Mm-hmm.
Elderly couple in their 80s. The disaster hit. They lost their home. They completely lost their home. The disaster on Thursday hit. It was their 60th wedding anniversary. And so on their 60th wedding anniversary, they lost everything. So talking with them about starting fresh. Starting fresh just steering through. And, you know, we're cleaning up the rubble and debris. But, you know, when you're in your 80s and you lose your home,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and all your things that contain memories. But I'm sitting there talking to the man, and he, just a lovely couple. And you know, of course, you know, so many times we run into our Lutherans that say, well, yeah, you know, I'm sure there's people that need help more than us. Well, you just lost your whole home. But that tends to be kind of the sign. I know they're Lutheran when they make that statement. and I said, well, sir, you seem like a man who has probably been one who has given and helped others all your life. And he immediately says, yes, I have. And he started telling me stories. One, you know, he was at a gas station one time getting gas in his car, and somebody on the other pump had filled up their car and didn't have money for the gas. And so he just paid for it. And the man insisted, no, I want your address. I'll pay you back. He says, I'm not asking you to pay me back. Just this is a gift from God. And just, you know, hope things get better for you. Well, he said a month later he got a check. He got a check on this and from this family. But he just shared stories of all the times he helped people. And I said, well, now's the time for you to be helped from all the people that have helped you. That's how the body of Christ works.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, we help out others who are in need, and if we ourselves are in need, we must allow the body of Christ to be the body of Christ and help you during this time, because we're here to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he just starts crying.
Mm.
His wife is just sitting there in a daze. I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know that they're surrounded by people from their church, and they're surrounded, you know, by all these volunteers from all over that... from all of our different Lutheran congregations and others that are working with us to just pray with them and say, you know, through all this, God's still there. You have each other,
mm-hmm.
and God will provide what you need to rebuild, to restart, to go forward. That's one family. There was another family where the man shared, it was a husband and wife and three children. And then, you know, we're at his house that was totally destroyed. And he said, you know, I saw the storm coming, and I didn't know if it was coming our direction or not, but I mean, it was close. And then I saw it turn and it was coming towards us. So I ran downstairs where my family was. He says, I don't know what possessed me, but I grabbed them and went to the different corner of the basement. And as soon as I got them there, the whole house, it got hit, and everything blew away, and the flooring on the main floor came down. And he says, if we had been where they were when I came down, we would be dead. But I just, something possessed me to pull them into the other corner, and we were spared. Now, they lost everything, and we were there cleaning up debris and trying to salvage the things that could be salvaged, which were spread out. They happened to be, their home happened to be in a subdivision where they were on the side of the subdivision, so it was all an open field behind there. And so a lot of their things were way out in those fields, so we walked those fields to pick up and bring back to them the things that we could find. You know, it's interesting, Andy. Have people think this one through. If one day your house was totally destroyed and your stuff was all, what would be the things? Because we always ask people this. What should we look for? What are the things that you want to see found?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's sentimental things. It's things that are memory. It's not, you know, oh gosh, I had $1,000, you know, in my safe. Find my safe. No, it's a picture.
Yeah,
it's just something that has sentimental value to them. And when it's found, oh my gosh, it's like, well, it's kind of like the story in the scripture, Andy, the lady who had nothing and lost a coin, and when it was found, you know, mm-hmm. there was rejoicing.
Right. Rejoice with me, yeah.
Same thing. And so you get that joy of helping a family find something, but also to be there to cry with them, and sometimes they laugh too, they remember something, and you know, I can't tell you how many people say, well, I wanted to clean my basement anyway.
That's a rough way to clean it.
Redone. So they could see some humor in it.
Mm.
But also, it's a miracle. Only two people were killed in this, which is just a miracle. Two elderly ladies who lived across from each other were spared because they decided that afternoon that they were going to go into a neighboring town that did get hit to play bingo. And had they been home, they would have been killed.
Wow.
And but they went to play bingo, and then, you know, they're home. But they were spared by it. And again, the hope of people of, you know, it's only stuff. It's only stuff. And they're alive. And, you know, God has been with them to this point in their life, and there is no reason he is not going to continue to be with them
mm-hmm.
and help them.
Sure. Those earthly things may, you know, tornadoes and storms and other mm-hmm. things can take away those earthly things, but nothing can take away Christ and his word and the gifts that he gives us in that. And yep. Thanks be to God for that. When you were preparing, you know, back in the day when you were preparing to serve as a DCE, did you ever think that chainsaws would be a part of your service and ministry as a DCE?
You know, you know, when I, you know, I served 25 years in parish ministry, so I look back and I'm amazed that God, in spite of me, worked through me with so many different things, because I did disasters back in the parish too. Mm-hmm. I remember one time, and it was a disaster. I can't even remember the name of the disaster because I've had so many since then, but it was out on the East Coast, and it was in September, and you know, I had a full schedule of teaching adult Bible classes and our Good Samaritan ministry and everything else, and then this disaster hits, and the last thing in the world I wanted to do was to respond to this disaster. And people kept asking, well, what are we going to do? And frankly, Andy, this was September, and I was burned out. And so I went home and I said, God, why are you doing this to me? You know, I don't want to respond to this one. You know, this is East Coast. What I don't want to respond to it. And then I got a call from the church to say, people are dropping off stuff, and we have a gymnasium, and we have a double gymnasium, full of stuff. And so I didn't have any choice. And so I came back, and just, I had to. I mean, it was God saying, whether you want to or not, you are. So we started organizing the stuff. And so I found a truck that we could load the stuff up on Sunday morning. I went into church and I says, you know, we got to be the church this morning instead of play church. And so everybody down at the other end of the building, we got to load this truck up. Now, in my mind, I wanted everything that had come in to get onto this truck and send it out there, deliver it, and put an end to it. Well, we're loading this truck, and I said, all this has got to go on there because I don't have another truck. And finally, an elder of the church takes me and actually throws me against the wall, and he says, Tim, you can't drive a truck when the front wheels are off the ground. I go, oh, now we got to have another truck. And so we send that one out, not knowing where they're going to go. Just go out to the East Coast, find some place for all this stuff. And we had boxed it and sorted and all that, so it wasn't we just threw stuff in. But I still had stuff, and it's still coming in. And so I sent this one truck out. I don't know where they were. That was the day before we had cell phones and all that stuff, you know, where you could keep in track with people. And, of course, there was no electricity out where they were going. And so we load up the second truck, and I, having heard from the first truck, and as the second truck is pulling out, the first truck comes back, gives them the address. They found the mayor of the one town where it was hit hard. She's good. And so they go out. Next thing I know, we have crews out there, the whole shot. So that's when I realized that you can't, you know, if you sit and think, what is our capacity? What can we do? We'd limit ourselves. Rather than just, God puts it in front of you, just start doing it, and he then surrounds and provides you with what you do. Saturday was a case in point. We had 60 volunteers signed up for Saturday to work out. And I was out there Thursday night, all day Friday, lining things up, and we have 275 volunteers.
Wow.
And we're like, we're not ready for 275 volunteers. But you know what?
We weren't
ready, but God was.
Yeah.
It all worked.
You find ways to make use of those gifts and that service.
Oh, yeah. It's like when I got the call to Lutheran Church Charities 13 years ago. If somebody had told me, you know, 7 years ago, I'd be driving around with blondes, I would have got excited. If they said they were going to be golden retrievers, I was, no, that's not on my plan. We don't do dogs. But it was part of God's plan. Mm-hmm. And when I look back, he was popping that seed in my mind from Katrina. When we were asked to do search and rescue people and their animals, because FEMA didn't rescue people. They only rescued people and not the animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, but our comfort dogs have been a way into, I mean, this town, they weren't letting anybody else in this town Sunday afternoon other than residents. But because of our dogs, they allowed us in, and then we got some work crews in through the police department and starting to help families sort through things. And our dogs out, the Red Cross called me yesterday, one of our dogs out there setting up a location here, and says all the victims are going to be coming in to fill out insurance for, it's going to be stressful, can your dogs come in for the next 2 days?
Wow.
Of course we say yes.
Right.
And I always tell them, you know, understand, we are Christian based, we proclaim Christ. That's not an issue. It is not an issue in crisis and disasters. Which always is interesting to me because, you know, people want to be independent and many people aren't Christian and don't want anything to do with that. But when a crisis disaster hits, they're receptive.
Yeah.
Maybe disasters are God's way of getting people's attention to the what's real and what's important and what's not. And it opens up doors, incredible doors for ministry, in which case I pray there's worse disasters.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that you started working with disasters back when you were in parish ministry. Well, I'm good with disasters in parish ministry as well, but I do a better job of creating them than fixing them.
And people have individual disasters.
Right.
All the time. You know,
yeah.
Dealing with one family right now where the grandfather is a Lutheran school principal. His daughter was previously married, had a child, and the grandparents, so she has custody of the child. They went through a divorce, and the grandparents in a different state, you know, get to see the child. And her ex-husband was only supposed to be able to see him under supervision of the grandparents. Well, anyway, the girl was sexually abused. And that was discovered when the child came back after one of the visitations down there over Christmas. And so they reported, now the ex-husband is trying to get custody so that he can control the child and not go into jail. And so this principal and his family is just distraught, and they have given out every dollar they have to try to keep this from happening. It's the grandchild. So we've been helping out that family and church worker and all that. But in that, the number of people that have come around that and the number of people that have come out of the wood saying, that happened to me, that happened to me. And you go, oh my gosh, there are people that have their own individual disasters and crises every day.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are sitting in our pews, and you don't know about it. But when it comes to helping out somebody else, then they're willing to share what happened to them.
Mm.
And that's, you know, there's that Christian song that's out right now that just touched me the other day. I heard it as I was driving into one of these areas. The song's called Broken, Broken Together. And so many times we look to be whole, and we're whole in Christ, and we will be in eternity. But, you know, this side of heaven, we're broken people. And it's broken people working with broken people.
Mm.
For an unbroken God, with the assurance that we will have an unbroken eternity. But right now we're broken people. And broken people need broken people, because together you can survive.
And we're given, even in our brokenness, we're given to be poured out, to serve, to care for our neighbor. And Lutheran Church Charities is one great way to help us do that, to serve our neighbor. There, on your website, you have a list, and in your newsletter, a list of some of the needs that are going on. You mentioned one of those families, and certainly those who are affected by the tornadoes is one of the needs. And one of the other stories I read about the single mom in need of home repair and car, some of the schools and other
job.
Other things that you've listed on there. Pastor Chambers in need of looking for fixing or replacing his van so that he can continue to serve as well.
Yeah, you know, and he has a vacancy, Pastor, the vacancy congregation an hour away. You know, and some of his hips and knees have been broken because the van he's using has the terrible suspension. But yet he's still faithfully serving this church. and he's looking for repair. I'd love to get him a new van that's handicapped equipped, you know, because he doesn't want to stop serving. He's not going to sit around in a wheelchair and just, you know, sit there and feel sorry for himself. He wants to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And in the act of serving, we are made more whole because we were created to serve. I mean, before sin came in the world, that's what we were created to be, lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And sin called us to love ourselves, which screwed the whole thing up. But to bring healing, and I don't care whether it's with a veteran that has served our country and has post-traumatic stress disorder or whatever, when you get them out serving others, they start becoming whole again in Christ, because it's part of what makes us feel whole is when we are loving and serving and sharing that mercy and compassion of Christ with others.
And when we take the focus off of ourselves, and we're serving others. Quite often, that comes with serving them God's word, and by all means, we hear God's word too as we're serving, and we are made whole in that.
And just touching people and praying with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't tell you the number of people say, I couldn't pray with somebody. But so they get out into a situation like that, and I says, just ask if you can pray with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do, and they don't know what they're going to say. But, you know, God provides those words.
Indeed.
And it's not, you know, God knows what's in your heart, and it's touching that person and lifting it up and speaking it aloud to Christ.
Mm. Tim, any specific things you want to point us to as we wrap up our conversation? I know that you all are doing work there after the tornadoes in Illinois. Anything else you'd like for us to take a look at, or any other news you want to share?
Just for people to know that, you know, when you give to any one of these situations, or just general to disaster response, which goes to help out all the families that we're working with, dollar per dollar, which means 100% of your donation is going towards that. There's no administration costs taken out of it. There's no, you know, dollar per dollar it goes to helping people who are struggling and hurting, or whether a disaster or a personal disaster, of helping them. I mean, the list is there, and their stories are there. More are going to be put in our newsletter tomorrow when that comes out, of just helping people. But people know that when they give, 100% of their gift goes towards that. And we work through our LCMS churches so that a relationship can be established there beyond the disaster.
Very good. Thank you, Tim. Let's point them to the website, LutheranChurchCharities.org, and the phone number there as well.
866-455-6466. 866-455-6466. Toll-free number.
Thanks so much, Tim. Always great to talk with you. Tim Hetzner, President, Lutheran Church Charities. Thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Andy, you guys keep up the great work with KFUO. The lives you touch all over the world. I'm just always amazed with you guys. Keep it up.
Thank you, and thanks for your work. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more conversations here on Faith and Family. We're going to talk a little bit about upcoming Share-a-thon. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO is easy to find on AM 850 in St. Louis and online at KFUO.org. Through our contacts page online, you can ask us questions. And there is good old snail mail, too. Our street address is KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. The worldwide leader of confessional Lutheranism. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for more than 90 years.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Prayer and pro-life education are essential tools in changing hearts and minds on abortion. Lots of people have come to know the reality of abortion because people prayed and educated others. Several workers in the abortion industry have left the killing business. Pro-life activist Norma McCorvey, the Roe and Roe versus Wade, is now pro-life. Supermodel Kathy Ireland became pro-life after reading her husband's medical books. Many politicians have had their pro-life epiphanies. Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and Senator Rick Santorum were all pro-abortion until prayer and education changed their hearts and minds. There are many others. You can help people become pro-life, but first you must educate yourself. Visit our website at lifeissues.org to equip yourself with the tools you need to save babies.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Celebrate the ministry of Worldwide KFUO during Share-a-thon 2015. Join us April 23rd, 24th, and 25th as we celebrate with some of your favorite on-air friends. Share-a-thon 2015 will be 3 days of fun and faith, along with an opportunity for you to show us your support. Remember to join us for Share-a-thon 2015, April 23rd through 25th. And please, prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Let Worldwide KFUO help you get the word out about your next church, school, or organization event. By including your event in the KFUO datebook, it will be announced on the air throughout the day. Send your event information via email to jennyw@kfuo.org. That's jennyw@kfuo.org. Or call 314-996-1515. Be sure to include date, time, location, and contact information. The KFUO datebook is a public service of listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church every night. Weeknights after evening prayer, you can hear sacred music on KFUO in St. Louis, streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer or Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for 90 years.
This year, KFUO Radio is celebrating 90 years of broadcast excellence in St. Louis and around the world on the World Wide Web. I'm Pastor Scott Murray of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas. I'm here to encourage you to become a day sponsor in this exciting anniversary year. My wife and I sponsored a day on our 31st wedding anniversary in October. As a day sponsor, you get to tell a worldwide audience the reason for your joy in the Lord Jesus, giving thanks for all that He has done. And as a day sponsor, you're supporting great programming like Reformation Rush Hour and Book Talk. Where else are you going to hear such solid Lutheran programming? There are so many things for which to give thanks and celebrate by being a day sponsor of Worldwide KFUO Radio. You should call today.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and got quite the crew in studio today because, well, we've got some festivities coming up here in the near future. Joining me back in the studio today, we've got Joni Harwell and Mary Schmidt, and Mary's microphone doesn't want to move for her, so now she's got to rearrange, and also Jenny Williams. And Jenny, it's fun to have you in the studio. Everybody else has been in the studio lately, so it's good to have you in with us today, too.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Jenny's like, I am usually behind the computer on the other side of the window. I'm not used to this microphone thing. So,
but Jenny should be in here because she's been here almost as long as me, maybe 1 year shy of what I've been here. So she's gone through as many share-thons as I have.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Jenny, when did you start with KFUO?
1990 in March.
In
kindergarten in that year.
Oh, Mary.
I was too. I was very young.
Well, it just goes to show you that just like the staff, we're here at various ages, so our listeners are various ages who listen to KFUO.
We have diverse ages. You're right. We have diverse ages on the staff and our listeners as well. And speaking of listeners, one of our friends we have on the phone with us today, we have Pastor Larry Troxell from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois. Good morning, Pastor Troxell.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's always good to hear your voice. Always glad to have you with us. You're a friend of KFUO, a regular guest on Thy Strong Word and some other programs around here. So it's always nice to hear your voice, and even better when we get to see you in person, when you make it down to visit us here in studio.
Well, I hope to be able to do that soon.
But not only is Pastor Troxell a guest on KFUO, but he is a supporter of KFUO. He and his wife, Donna, have given at the day sponsor level or above for many years. And Pastor Troxell, what's so special about KFUO? Why do you support it?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to dig back into ancient history.
Okay.
Before Mary Schmidt was born. When I was a young boy growing up in Bloomington, Illinois, and attending Trinity Lutheran School and Church, and we would hear about KFUO then and its ministry, and that's long before the Internet ever existed. And it always sort of intrigued me that, wow, our church has a radio broadcast. Little did I ever anticipate that I'd be doing what I do with KFUO now, many years later. But the fact that since 1925, this station has been proclaiming the good news about Jesus and does so now around the world is absolutely exciting and thrilling. Hmm. It's a marvelous ministry. And I'm sure that you all have the same experience that we have listeners have the same experience. We get phone calls, we get mail, we get all kinds of appeals for donations. And it becomes a question of what's the most important here?
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about what's most important in view of eternity, there is nothing more precious, nothing more treasured, nothing more urgent than the good news about Jesus. And so while we do provide some support for various secular organizations, and while we do provide some support for the congregation that I'm now serving, and we've done that always in the past, we also want to support those ministries that are carrying the gospel beyond the range of where we live. And that's what is exciting about KFUO. In previous years, when I've been a part of Share-a-thon, I've had the privilege of reading emails that the station has received from people in Finland and elsewhere around the world. One day when I was doing the program that's now called Thy Strong Word, the host of the program noticed on the computer that we even had a listener in North Korea. Now, when you consider the conditions in North Korea, you realize that whoever was listening, if it was someone in the government, they probably wouldn't lose their life over it, but they were still hearing the gospel. And if it was not someone in the government who was listening, they were taking a major risk to their lives by tuning into a Christian internet-streamed radio broadcast. And what a marvelous ministry that is that KFUO has. It's exciting to be a part of that, not only as an occasional guest on the air, but by being able to support the ministry regularly. The people at KFUO are doing some of the most frontline work with the gospel that you can imagine in our world today.
You bring up a good point, Pastor Troxell, that as a church body or partnering with other church bodies, we are able to send missionaries, pastors, and worker, you know, servants who serve in mercy work into many corners of the earth. But there are some places where we are not able to officially send pastors or church workers, but yet, because of modern technology, the gospel can be proclaimed there through worldwide KFUO. As we study God's word daily, as we hear God's word, as we join together in morning prayer and evening prayer, all these ways that God's word is proclaimed, the good news of Jesus is proclaimed and can reach those places.
Yes, that's the exciting thing. And when you go back to think about the founders of the radio station being in an attic at the old seminary, they could not ever have imagined how widespread the ministry of that little radio station back then, how widespread its ministry would be, and what a marvelous effect it has in all the world. That is so exciting.
And we are excited with Share-a-thon coming up again now at the end of April, because we are encouraging people to become partners with KFUO. As we always say, you are a partner. You help us take this gospel message into all the world. And, you know, I think a lot of people, including myself, we say, oh, Lord, show us what we can do to share the gospel message. And, you know, we're thinking we all have to be missionaries. We all have to go far away. But we don't. It's as simple as supporting a radio station that's taking that message out into the world.
Yes. And my wife has told me many years ago, before we even met, she went to her pastor one day and said, do I really have to go to a foreign country to bear witness to the gospel? Well, and he assured her she didn't, and he gave her other work to do in the congregation as part of their outreach program. And now the Lord has her thinking about joining some friends on a mission trip outside the United States. So, you know, the gospel just does its work in a marvelous way.
Mm. And even if that was times before Mary Schmidt was born, right?
Yes.
Well, and I think that is a good point that you just brought up about your wife, you know, now going on the mission trips. And that's something that we try to do at KFUO also. As we proclaim that message, we try to make our listeners aware of all the different things that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is involved in around the world, and how you might want to be involved in some of those things. There are medical mercy trips. There are mission trips. There are all different ways that you can serve. There are things that are happening here in St. Louis that you can serve and help share that good news with people.
Yes, and when you're doing that, you can also make them aware of the ministry of KFUO.
Correct.
So they can continue to hear the good news about Jesus and hear solid Christian music. There was a thought that crossed my mind, and if I can retrieve it very quickly. Well, it's gone. We'll have to talk about something else.
We all understand that.
Well, yeah. Eventually we all get to that.
That's right.
It may not be soon. But eventually, even Mary Schmidt will get there. And actually, in its own sense, it's a blessing from God. It continues to remind us we're totally dependent upon His grace, because our minds don't always want to work the way we want them to.
Right. And I might say one of the blessings here at KFUO has been the opportunity to work with the many people here, with the staff, with the pastors, with the people who head up various organizations, the people who come in and take tours of the radio station. We have had a wonderful opportunity here to meet people in the churches and the congregations. And in today's world where you hear all these negative stories, there are many good stories to tell about what's happening in the world.
Yes, yes. And God's people really are responding to opportunities, and they are touching people's lives. I'm still amazed at the pleasure I've had in getting to know you and Mary and Andy and Buzz and a whole bunch of other people at the station. And if I try to mention them all, I'm going to omit someone. I can't, obviously I can't omit Jenny, because she and I are on the phone with each other every now and then. You develop all kinds of Christian friendships that otherwise never would have occurred. Mm-hmm. And you don't always meet these people face to face, but once in a while you do, and it's so enriching. Several years ago, when we came down for one of the celebrations, I was pleased to meet Reverend Jim Rasbach and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
We had been in the same circuit in Northwest Iowa.
Oh, my.
40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And hadn't seen each other since, and it just... You immediately pick up a friendship. And that's the neat part of being Christians together in the Lord's service.
Mm-hmm. I know when I have the opportunity to get out for a live broadcast from an event such as the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference or district conventions and get to meet our listeners around the country, it's great to get out and meet those folks and realize how the gospel reaches so far. And that's just in this country. You know, earlier we were talking about how it reaches around the globe, but get to meet those people and put a face on our listeners to see who those listeners are and how KFUO is a blessing in their lives. Pastor Troxell, thanks for sharing with us how it has certainly been a blessing in your life and how far it reaches.
Well, it's a privilege always to visit with you folks. And to commend the ministry of this station to others. It's exciting work.
And we look forward to you being one of our guests during Share-a-thon.
I'm looking forward to it also. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks so much, Pastor Troxell.
Blessings on your day.
Thank you. You too. Well, Share-a-thon coming up April 23rd through the 25th. All of our programming, that will be our programming for those 3 days. So we'll get to talk with a variety of guests. We'll talk with not only our guests, but all of our hosts will also participate in Share-a-thon. So a lot of familiar voices. What are some of the things that'll be happening during Share-a-thon, Mary? Like, when someone wants to make a gift to Worldwide KFUO, what are the ways that we go about? We have some different categories of thank yous for those gifts, right?
We do. Of course, you can give any gift. We greatly appreciate any gift that anyone gives, because every bit of effort helps us to continue to spread the gospel. However, if you do give, excuse me, if you give at a certain levels, we do have special gifts that go out to these people. For example, if you give at the $120 level, we have a special KFUO magnet, which features the Earth listening on a pair of headphones to KFUO.org. And
very good. Now, what made you think of the magnet? It was my magnetic personality, right?
Well, we thought if people would put these all around, we can help advertise KFUO. So if you call during special times during Share-a-thon, we'll not only give you one magnet, we will send you two magnets.
Two.
One for yourself and one to give to a friend.
And so you can, give it to a friend. Put it on the fridge when you're having that little chat in the kitchen with the neighbor.
Take it to your church. Put it on your church refrigerator in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Or on a board somewhere in the church. Help advertise KFUO.
Can you put it on the coffee pot or would it melt?
I don't know, but I'm not going to advise on that.
Because everybody's going to the coffee pot.
Right, exactly. Or the Coke machine.
There you go. Yeah.
And Jenny has some more items that we're going to offer to our donors throughout Share-a-thon.
Yes. If you give on the messenger level, that's just $20 a month. And we will send you, you'll receive a KFUL long sleeve shirt. We have all the sizes, and plus you'll also get those magnets. So,
and what color is that shirt, Jenny?
I call it yam, but I think they call it pumpkin.
I called it yam or sweet potato.
Yeah, I like the yam.
This is the ongoing debate here at Worldwide KFUO every year.
It's called pumpkin, though. That's the pumpkin. Right. Pumpkin spice.
Every year, it's a different challenge.
We have fun with our shirts every year. And I see those shirts everywhere in various colors. And we've had golf shirts sometimes. We've had T-shirts. We've had the long sleeve shirts. And this is, as we say, it's kind of an orangey shirt. It's burnt orange. I say it looks like it's pumpkin pie with cinnamon in it. But we'll take whatever you think. But if you don't like that color, I'm sure we can go back. We've still got some shirts from a couple of years before, some left over, and we'll send you that. Or we can send you one of our KFUO T-shirts, because not is it just we want to say thank you, but you help us advertise KFUO.
Sure. You help us tell others about KFUO, Worldwide KFUO, and it's the place where you hear the good news of Jesus throughout the day, even 24 hours, even overnight. We have sacred music streaming here on Worldwide KFUO, so you can listen to that music that tells the good news of Jesus as well. Yeah, we have a lot of good programs during the day. Okay, so messenger level, that was $20 a month or $240, and that gets we'll give you that lovely orange of yam or sweet potato. What other kind of vegetables can we think of to describe this?
I think that's enough.
It's not carrot orange.
No.
So it's a nice orange Worldwide KFUO long sleeve shirt and the magnet. Next level up is day sponsor, is that right?
480, yes. And that's, you'd be a producer. We would call you a producer then. And that's $40 a month or 480. And you can honor someone special in your life. You get the shirt, that very nice pumpkin spice shirt. You get the magnets, and you also get the day sponsor. And if you have somebody who's having a special birthday and you want to honor them, or if you want to honor your anniversary or the memory of your mom who loved KFUO, you can call in and get a day for them. We have plenty of days available.
And we had just today a gentleman call in who calls every year, Carl Dickey. And he said, Joni, I want you to make sure you put my day down, because on November 26th of this year, he and his wife will be married 60 years.
Wow.
So, and they have done this.
Congratulations.
Every year for a number of years to honor their anniversary. What a great way mm-hmm. to, you know, after we're married so long, as I'm going to be married 44 years during Share-a-thon.
I was going to say, every year, Share-a-thon falls on your anniversary.
You know, you really don't need anything else, so why not do it in honor of your anniversary? Have a day.
What a great way to celebrate your anniversary. During Share-a-thon. Thanks, Joe. We should thank Joe for
actually, he'll be out of town, too, so we'll have to celebrate after Share-a-thon.
But that is
it's a great way to do it.
Being a day sponsor, a producer, is a great way to support the proclamation of the good news of Jesus here at Worldwide KFUO. And you can say thank you to a loved one, to a family member, birthday, anniversary of a baptismal birthday, sort of any of those are great days. Or you could just pick a day because you want to pick a day. It doesn't have to be anything special, right, Mary?
That's true. Well, we have a lot of people who give just in Thanksgiving to mm-hmm. God for his many blessings, for his glory, for the ministry of KFUO, for the missionaries, for workers, for pastors, for mm-hmm. Lutheran school teachers. So we have a lot of people who give for various reasons. It can be really anything.
And say you're shy and you don't want your name out there. That's okay, too. We allow people to do that, too. They can be
a
day sponsor. Anonymous. I know Mr. Anonymous. Miss Anonymous. And we like them. We're grateful for them, too, and for their support as well.
Really, we're grateful for any support that we receive mm-hmm. during Share-a-thon. We know that not everyone can give at the higher levels. And we know that it is God who blesses every gift that we receive, and we thank you for those. We just ask you to please consider being mm-hmm. a partner. And if you can't give, then pray for us, because it is, as we said, God who blesses, and we also need your prayers each mm-hmm. day as we continue with this ministry. And they can call us, Mary, if they want to call in with a gift.
They can call in with a gift. They can call me, Mary Schmidt, at 314-996-1518, or they can call Joni at 314-996-1512. Or if you would like to make a gift online, you can go online. It's really easy. Mm-hmm. You just go to www.kfuo.org, and there's a button that says Give Now, Support Now, mm-hmm. right at the top, and you click on it, and it will take you through all the steps.
Nice red button in the upper right-hand corner. I click on it all the time because it's right next to the search engine on our website, too. Certainly, I do support Worldwide KFUO, but it's right there in the upper right-hand corner, real easy to find, that big red button that says Give Now. Yes, you can go right there and click on it and be a partner with Worldwide KFUO. Share-a-thon coming up April 23rd through the 25th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Next week already.
Yes, next week.
Next week. Well, thank you all for coming in and sharing some Share-a-thon time with me today here on Faith and Family, and looking forward to our big celebration next week as well. Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
And thank you, Joni.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. Going to study God's Word right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO. And I want to make sure that that you know those dates again. April 23rd through the 25th, Share-a-thon will be going all day long. So our regular programs won't be happening that day, but all those guests, they'll be here throughout those days. So hope you can join us next Thursday through Saturday here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.